Words won't make your mother a whore. She was what she was, and nothing Toad says can change that. You know, we have men on the wall whose mothers were whores. Not my mother, John thought stubbornly. He knew nothing of his mother. Eddard Stark would not talk of her. Yet he dreamed of her at times. So often he could almost see her face. In his dreams she was beautiful and high-born, and her eyes were kind. You think you had it hard, being a High Lord's bastard, the armourer went on. That boy Jerin is a septon's get, and Cutter Pike is the base-born son of a tavern wench. Now he commands Eastwatch by the sea. I don't care, John said. I don't care about them, and I don't care about you, or Thorn, or Benjamin Stark, or any of it. I hate it here. It's too... It's cold. Yes, cold and hard and mean. That's all. And the men who walk it. Not like the stories your wet nurse told you. Well, piss on the stories and piss on your wet nurse. This is the way it is. And you're here for life. Same as the rest of us. Life? John repeated bitterly. The armor could talk about life. He'd had one. He'd only taken the black after he'd lost an arm at the siege of Storm's End. Before that, he'd smithed for Stannis Baratheon, the king's brother. He'd seen the Seven Kingdoms from one end to the other,